From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker. Today, what high schoolers wish their parents would tell them. First, though, the changing stories of growing up in Texas. One in three kids is either an immigrant or has immigrant parents. We've heard a lot in the media about children coming from Central America, but they also hail from China, Africa, and the Middle East. Their reasons for leaving are nuanced and varied, and so are their experiences at new schools. That's why we're beginning a new KERA American Graduate Series called Generation One. Over the next 2 months, Stella Chavez will spend time with young transplants in North Texas to see how they adjust and how schools try to help. First up, we'll meet 18-year-old David Kapuku, a junior at Conrad High School in Dallas. He enrolled 2 weeks after arriving from the Democratic Republic of Congo.
The first few months at an American school were rough for David Kapuku. The worst part for him and his three siblings? Frustration at having so few people to talk to.
We were frustrated the first day, you know, because I knew only French, so we didn't know how to speak English.
David says sitting in the lunchroom was unlike anything he'd been through. Kids in the Dallas School District come from 147 different countries and speak more than 60 languages.
In Africa, everybody is like black. It's not like being racist, but like everybody is black. So when we come here, we see like Mexicans, we see like people from Honduras, like Nepalese, American people, so like everybody.
When his family arrived in January 2013, David began studying, and not just his homework. He watched other students to see how they acted and talked. He'd hear teachers explain a lesson and try to figure out what they were saying. For many immigrant kids, those first few days, even the first year, can be daunting. Just ask David's 14-year-old sister, Ruth.
I was so alone. I was thinking to stay home, sleep, and watch TV. But when I learned to speak a little bit English, now I think I like the school.
And schools have to confront this in the classroom.
So cultural acceptance is understanding that people all around you may be very different from you, but that's okay.
That's Marnie Tao. She teaches English to immigrant students at Conrad High School in Northeast Dallas. The teens sitting in the library are refugees from Burma, Somalia, Nepal, Iraq. One girl's in a hijab, the traditional headscarf for Muslim women. Several boys sport colorful soccer jerseys. Some kids already know English. Tao tells them about school uniforms, cell phones, attendance policies. And then there's what only these kids face. Conrad hires interpreters for 12 different languages, including Somali, Arabic, Chin, and Karen. And the school counts green card appointments as excused absences.
Some students come here. They may have never been to school before in their life, okay? Or they maybe only got to go to grade five before they had to leave their country.
Dallas Public Schools are home to 1,300 refugee students. Most have trouble with English when they arrive and live on the financial edge, which is why David has become somewhat of a leader at Conrad. His English improved after tutoring. Now he's a volunteer guide for new refugee kids.
So you need to be here a little bit early to get in the front of the line.
When he was in their shoes, David got the same kind of help from a French-speaking African girl. She told him not to worry, that it takes time to learn the language and settle in.
That's why I say I'm gonna be there to help other people, like refugees or people who came here but who doesn't know how to speak English.
Jelka Rablia came here 15 years ago as a refugee from Bosnia. Now she coordinates the district's Refugee School Impact Grant. She says education can lead to role reversal in families. For David, that means translating for his parents.
They are sometimes taking role of interpreter for the family or for the community, taking care of some family businesses such as food stamps, doctor's appointments, banking business.
David and his family live in Vickery Meadow, a northeast Dallas neighborhood that's home to refugees from dozens of countries. The rest of the world learned about the area 6 weeks ago when a Liberian man staying there became the first person diagnosed with Ebola on American soil.
Tonight, the eyes of the nation are on Dallas, Fort Worth.
The first patient
David's family rents an apartment, a 15-minute walk from Conrad. His parents were pastors in Kinshasa. Now, dad works an overnight shift at Walmart. Mom works days assembling electronics for Samsung. Everyone in the family has green cards after David's mom won the chance to become a permanent resident through the State Department's Diversity Visa Lottery Program.
If we get our degree here in the United States of America, it's going to be easier for us to find a job everywhere around the world. Because in my country, there are some people who got the degree, but they can't find a job.
David's embracing his new life. He's learning about architecture and construction, playing basketball, and singing in the school choir. For a kid from the Democratic Republic of Congo, it's a welcome taste of home. Stella Chavez, KERA News.
We've built a digital storytelling project for this series at generation1.kera.org. You can see video of David singing in choir and catching up on schoolwork with his family. Now students get to ask the questions at Polytechnic High in Fort Worth. As part of the KERA Yearbook Project, a few of the kids interviewed a family member for producer Diana Douglas.
Polytechnic students wrote out their questions ahead of time so they wouldn't freeze up during the interview. Here are highlights from two of these chats, starting with senior Moesha Taylor and her mom, Mildred.
What is the worst thing that happened to you?
Oh, the worst thing had happened to me. Losing a baby.
Why you love me so much and why?
Because I love kids. I need a part of me on this earth that I would love to treasure.
Did you plan to have kids and why?
Well, no, I didn't plan to have my kids, but I'm glad I did.
What do you like to eat and why?
Oh, I'm a fat woman. I like to eat everything. Greens and cornbread, oh, red beans, and turkey.
Can I have a tattoo when I turn 18?
No, you cannot.
And why not?
As you at my house, that'd be fine on your own time.
Okay. So, Dad, what was life like growing up as a kid?
It was great. We play outside lots and we had a lot of freedom. Well, I wish I had my mother and father when I was growing up. Because now I see that my kids, they have their mother and father, and they can talk about things that I didn't have opportunity to talk when I was growing up.
If you could go back and tell your younger self something to improve who you are now, what would it be?
Well, I would starve. I should learn more about school than I know now. And I would went to college. And be a whole lot different lifestyle I have today.
That was senior Ashley Black and her dad Vincent and Moesha Taylor and her mom. For KERA News, I'm Diana Douglas.
And you can ask a loved one hard questions too. StarCorps parks in the Dallas Arts District next Thursday through December 20th. Sunny day ahead of us, windy and a high around 50 expected. Overnight low around 32, and tomorrow temperatures only get up to 46. 42 degrees now in Dallas, 43 in Fort Worth. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker.